Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the world news. The headlines. India says comprehensive economic cooperation agreement with Australia to be concluded soon. In Nepal, Gen Z youth protest on streets in the border district of Bara. 56th International Film Festival of India begins with a grand parade in Panaji, Goa. In the World Boxing Cup final, Indian boxers deliver a historic gold haul. Women win 7 and men 2 gold medals. And Indian golfer Diksha Dagar clinches gold medal at Deaflympics in Tokyo. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said there has been a remarkable expansion across all pillars of India-Australia ties, including trade, defence, security and technology, speaking at the 16th Foreign Minister's Framework Dialogue in New Delhi with Australian counterpart Penny Wong. The External Affairs Minister expressed confidence that the ongoing negotiations on the Comprehensive Economic Cooperation Agreement would be concluded soon. He highlighted that trade numbers today speak for themselves, and those numbers are looking increasingly good.
We have seen a remarkable expansion across all pillars of cooperation, including trade and investment, defense and security, education and skills, research and innovation, science, technology, space, energy, and so on. But most of all, in our vibrant people-to-people links. Our growing partnership owes much to the guidance and vision of our prime ministers. Our trade and investment linkages have also grown steadily, and the ongoing negotiations on the Comprehensive Economic Cooperation Agreement, I'm confident, would be concluded fairly soon. Trade numbers today speak for themselves, and those numbers are looking increasingly good.
Dr. Jaishankar also met Industry and Commerce Minister of Afghanistan, Alhaj Nuruddin Azizi, in New Delhi today. In a social media post, he said they discussed ways to strengthen trade, connectivity and people-to-people ties. The minister also reiterated the country's support for the development and welfare of the people of Afghanistan. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today invited Israeli companies and startups to co-develop, co-design and co-produce in India. Addressing the India-Israel Business Summit in Tel Aviv, Israel, the minister expressed confidence that the speed, scale, skill and talent of India can provide huge opportunities to both sides. Mr. Goyal said he highlighted the complementarities between India's industrial ecosystem and Israel's innovation ecosystem. The minister added that there is huge potential waiting to be unlocked between businesses on both sides across several key sectors. Mr. Goyal also held a bilateral meeting with Israel's Minister of Economy and Industry, Nir Barkat, and Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich. In Nepal, in Bara district, hundreds of Gen Z youth took to the streets today chanting Chol in protest against clashes with CPN-UML members earlier this week, which left some youth injured. Chol is a term used mockingly for loyal party workers. To prevent further unrest, the Bara District Administration imposed a curfew in Simara for the second consecutive day from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. During this time, all gatherings, rallies and assemblies are banned within 500 meters of the Birganj-Patlaya Highway and around Simara Airport. Israel has uncovered a significant weapons smuggling network involving several northern residents, including 5 soldiers. According to the Israel Security Agency Shin Bet, the Israel Defense Forces and the Israel Police, the suspects were repeatedly transporting weapons from Syria into Israel and handing them over to criminal elements in the north. Bangladesh's Supreme Court today reinstated the non-party caretaker government system for conducting national elections, overturning its 2011 verdict that had abolished the arrangement. According to the verdict, the caretaker system will take effect after the next 13th national election, which will be held under the current interim government. The restored system will be implemented for the 14th parliamentary polls and onward. A 7-member bench of the appellate division led by Chief Justice Syed Rafat Ahmad delivered the unanimous judgment this morning. Abaloch civilian has been extrajudicially killed by Pakistani forces in Balochistan, according to Human Rights Body Baloch Yakjehti Committee. The mutilated and decomposed body of schoolteacher Ayaz Baloch was discovered yesterday in the Rekodam area of Buleda in the Kerch district of Balochistan. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, began in Panaji, Goa, with unparalleled grandeur as the opening parade transformed the city's streets into a riot of colours and lights. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, flagged off the majestic spectacle in the presence of Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant, Governor Ashok Gajapati Raju, and IMB Secretary Sanjay Jaju. Prominent film personalities like Muzaffar Ali, festival director Shekhar Kapoor, actors Anupam Kher and N. Balakrishna, filmmaker Om Prakash Mehra, among others, graced the stage. Our correspondent tells us more about today's ceremony.
The parade was a breathtaking spectacle that wove together the rich cultural heritage and cinematic legacy of India. Larger-than-life cutouts of legendary actors and filmmakers and props towered above the crowds, highlighting India's iconic films and legendary actors. The air was alive with the rhythm of music and pulsating drum beats. Renowned actors, filmmakers and industry professionals who attended the opening of the Grand Parade added glitz to the already dazzling atmosphere. Actor N. Balakrishna was felicitated for his contribution to Indian cinema through 50 glorious years. The parade concluded with a grand finale at the Kala Academy, leaving the audience spellbound. The opening parade of IFFI 2025 was a fitting prelude to a week-long celebration that promises to be a cinematic spectacle like no other. With Adarsh and Nikhil, this is Saira Mujtaba, Akashwani News, Goa.
Dr. L. Murugan also inaugurated the Waves Film Bazaar 2025 at the 56th IFFI at Panaji today. Addressing the event, Dr. Murugan said the Waves Film Bazaar will serve as a bridge between the creators and the world. He called it a platform for young minds and new creators, presenting Indian content and storytelling to the world.
From today and up to 28, the International Film Festival, various master classes, felicitations and award ceremonies, the screenings, film bazaar, and various activities going to take place. We will take this opportunity to grow our cinema industry to further height.
India concluded their debut campaign at the World Boxing Cup Finals 2025 with a stunning haul of 9 gold medals on the final day in Greater Noida, Uttar Pradesh today. Indian women boxers Jasmine Lamboria, Nikhat Zareen, Parveen Huda, Arundhati Chaudhary, Preeti Pawar, Meenakshi Huda and Nupur Shevran delivered a golden sweep with 7 gold medals in the tournament today. Indian men boxers Hitesh Gulia and Sachin Sivach also clinched the yellow medal after winning final bouts in their respective categories. However, Ankush Bangal, Abhinash Jamwal, Pavan Bharatwal and Jadumani Singh settled for silver after losing in the finals. Indian golfer Deeksha Dagar came up with a superb 11-under in the last round to win by a huge margin and clinch the gold medal at the Deaflympics in Tokyo today. Deeksha had represented the country into the 2017 Deaflympics when golf was introduced in the games and returned with a silver. Today she took the top podium spot with clinical precision. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India says comprehensive economic cooperation agreement with Australia to be concluded soon. In Nepal, Gen Z youth protest on streets in the border district of Bara. 56th International Film Festival of India begins with a grand parade in Panaji, Goa. In the World Boxing Cup final, Indian boxers deliver a historic gold haul. Women win 7 and men 2 gold medals. And Indian golfer Deeksha Dagar clinches gold medal at Deaflympics in Tokyo. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.